If you grew up in Boston or visited the city as a child, there's a good chance you know the family of bronze mallards, the ducklings, waddling through the Boston Public Garden. Sculptor Nancy Schern fashioned the figures 25 years ago after the fowl made famous in Robert McCloskey's children's book, Make Way for Ducklings. A career retrospective of Schern's work has just opened at an unexpected Brookline location. WBUR's Andrea Shea checked it out and has this story.
Depending on your age, you may have plopped your children down for a photo on the cute little ducks in the public garden, or maybe even sat on them yourself. They're wildly popular, so popular they've been stolen a number of times.
And they're about to have their 25th birthday. A whole generation has gone by that knows them. And I have grandchildren who were born 25 years ago, and they remember when they were installed. And it was a very, very rainy, rainy day. It was sort of a good day for ducks.
And Nancy Schern's ducks have had a good life. First Lady Barbara Bush even gave a duplicate set to First Lady Raisa Gorbachev. But Schern, now 83 years old, says fame has a price.
People know me because I'm the duck lady. And if I'm out anywhere in any social occasion, nobody ever says, "This is Nancy Schern," period. They say, "This is Nancy Schern. She is the sculptor of Make Way for Ducklings in the Boston Public Garden." So I think, well, is there anything else that I ever have done in my life?
This Newton sculptor says sometimes she feels like a fiddler with one string, the duck string. That explains why she's here at Kolbo, a Brookline gallery dedicated to Judaica, or Jewish art.
It's fabulous. I'm so excited.
This airy room holds more than 60 works by Schern, a human-sized bronze giraffe, a replica of a raccoon sculpture now in a Tennessee park, and a miniature version of the Eeyore and Winnie the Pooh in front of the Newton Free Library, but also a collection of tiny human figures, 6 to 7 inches tall. Schern calls the set Israeli Encounters. She made them in the early 80s during a year-long sabbatical in Jerusalem.
So this was really our connection to Nancy.
Dana Sobel is the art buyer at the Kolbo Fine Judaica Gallery. She's known Nancy Schern as the Duck Lady for years, but now she says she's moved by the work the artist made in Israel.
And spending time in Israel myself, I just feel like it evokes so many memories of I have of just everyday people on the streets.
Schern crafted the 18 detailed people using wire molds cast in metal.
There are people studying, there's somebody fishing, there is somebody cleaning her home before the Sabbath, somebody reading a book, friends getting together and discussing things. It's just sort of a cross-section, a lot of what you would see.
It's a coup for this 34-year-old gallery to host an artist of Schern's caliber. At first, this show was only going to focus on her Judaica, but then it grew into a full-blown retrospective. Schern says she went on a treasure hunt of sorts, sifting through closets and finding iconic pieces from her past. Brookline resident Julie Schur raced over here to check out the collection, saying it's
amazing to have this in the neighborhood.
Schur remembers Nancy Schern's work from when she was a kid.
My mother grew up in Brookline, so this was sort of a second home. Came to visit my grandmother here and always knew Make Way for Ducklings and Blueberries for Sal and all the great children's books that are represented in Nancy's work.
But Schur knew nothing of Nancy Schern's pieces from Israel.
So I get to see a whole new side of what she does. And that much more serious work, more grown up. But we all have both sides, right?
Gallery owner and prominent Boston attorney Larry Hardoon is banking on that all-ages appeal. Even during the show's installation, he says the giraffe was a magnet.
When the movers brought it into the shop, I think these guys were 250 pounds and up, and each one of them got on the giraffe to have their picture taken.
And while artist Nancy Schön says she's loath to be associated only with giraffes and ducks, she's honored to have created them.
People love the ducks, I must say. It means so much to me. So I'm touched.
And at 83 years old, this sprightly artist says she's nowhere near retiring. Right now, she's working on a series of 24 coffee table-sized sculptures based on Aesop's fables. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
Go to WBUR.org to see photos of those tables and the work in Nancy Schoen's retrospective at the Kolbo Fine Judaica Gallery in Brookline. The artist will be at the store this Sunday afternoon for a public opening reception.